I was actually running with a guide because I'm a mobility impaired runner, and her cell phone started going off when we were at about mile 23, giving us the report that there were two explosions and asking if we were okay. And as we went on, her cell phone kept going off with more and more text messages, more and more people asking if we were okay, and giving us reports that there were two dead and 23 injured. When we got to mile about 25 and a half, we were told by race officials that the race was over and please exit the course. Prior to that, they were actually bringing emergency vehicles through and asking us to get to the side of the road so ambulances and police vehicles could get through. So we knew that there was indeed something big going on.
So when they told you to exit the course, what did you do?
We tried to complete the race thinking, well, maybe they just want us to get off this part, because we didn't know for sure what had happened. So what we did is we got off the course but continued to run, thinking, well, eventually they'll direct us back on and we'll be able to finish the race. We never were able to.
Did you ever make your way to the area near the finish line to see what was going on?
No, they wouldn't let you get near there. We had a couple of reports from people when we were trying to sort out our luggage, find the buses where it was. Of course, everybody's telling their story of the day, and one of the runners waiting in line with us said, I was at 26.1 miles. I was a tenth of a mile from the finish, and I saw the explosion. And she was that close to it, and she related how she saw a garbage can explode. All the glass windows in the buildings was all blown out. It's awful that this has happened, because the people of Boston are just incredible. They come out to support the runners. I'm near the back of the pack, and they cheer for you like you're an elite runner. I mean, I had high fives all day and people giving out food. And this is such a welcoming city to the runners. And they just embrace this event. So for this to happen is heartbreaking.
What were the ensuing hours? What have the ensuing hours been like?
First, there was a lot of chaos with trying to figure out what we would do to get our luggage, because that's where my room key was. That's where all the stuff that we had put into our luggage was. So there was a lot of confusion as to where those buses actually were, and then a long wait to get our luggage and a walk back to the hotel because all the subway lines closed. And then, of course, nonstop sirens and emergency vehicles going down the street. So my hotel is very close to Massachusetts General, where they have been taking the victims, and I have been hearing sirens on a regular basis.
Do you even think about the race right now and the disappointment?
Only for about 10 seconds. And I shouldn't have even have asked. I'm like, what about our finisher medal? Because we were so close. But after that, it's like it really hits you what happened. The medical people told me about some of the injuries that they heard. Now, I'm sick for the people of Boston because, like I said, they're so great. They're so friendly. They're so welcoming in all the restaurants. They're so excited that you're here. Whole families come out because this is a state holiday, so you see little tiny kids who are just thrilled when you give them a high five. It's disappointing for me as a runner, of course, not to finish, but I'm disappointed for the people of Boston that this marred their race this way, and for the people who are hurt and those who are killed and their families.